go back to the land, 'cause wouldn't you rather be dancing when there's a chance for romancing? Don't say you have to be up with larks again. You're all such a dab hand, 'cause at all of these countryside capers, this is the time to escape, girls. Must you go back to the
Kush?
What are you doing?
Kush. Isn't it amazing how they just come to a call? I remember my first day at training, seeing them all come lumbering out the mist. Hey, Kush.
What do you think you're doing?
Calling the cows in.
They're in.
What's that then?
That's not a cow.
What is it then?
It's a flipping great bull, can you not see?
Thought it were a cow.
Do I have to spell it out for you? Take my word for it. Even a city girl like me can see that that is definitely a bull. Look underneath.
Oh, I can see it now. What am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to be the cow expert. What did they teach you at college? I knew I was better off without training.
It's looking at me. It's looking at my scarf.
Maybe he's looking at your coat, wondering where you got it.
He's looking at my scarf.
Well, it's red, isn't it? They don't like red.
Why not?
How should I know? Maybe he's an Everton supporter. Try walking away slowly and don't look back. I said don't look back.
I can't help it. He's moving.
Keep walking. Don't look back. Don't run until I tell you to. You do know how to climb a gate, don't you?
Of course I do.
Then get a move on. Run! Are you working or just sitting there? Come on, Bid. It's easy. It's onions. Dig, press, set, cover, press.
Like this?
Other way up.
Oh, sorry.
Just think, some farmer writing to the newspaper with a big B in his bonnet that there was no way land girls had the skill needed for precision work like this. But I don't know what he was on about. Dig, press, set, cover, press. Knit one, purl one. It's hardly aircraft engineering, is it?
Mind, you probably don't think girls can do that either.
Biddy love, you're learning fast.
There's a girl from our village working on the back end of bombers. She's just doing what needs doing, isn't it?
What a job, eh? But who'd want to build fighter planes when you can wallow about in the clerks all day like you and me? With a back end of a bull for company. Oh, the glamour, eh, Biddy?
I like onions, me.
So did I before I came here. So, what are you going to do, Biddy?
I thought we were on onions all day.
No, after all this.
When the war's over, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't you have a special dream?
I wouldn't mind having a rabbit.
A rabbit?
Aye, just as a pet.
Why not get a cat or a dog?
Rabbit's more practical.
Only if you eat it.
I wouldn't eat it.
Well, you'll never make a farmer's wife then. You know, the wives round here always twittering like we're out to steal their husbands or sons away. Can you imagine? As if we'd have anything to do with any of the muddy buggers round here.
Oh, heck, your language.
They should be so lucky, especially when there's an Air Force base over that next hill.
Shh, we're not supposed to talk about things like that.
How can we not talk about it when it's full of Americans?
Really?
Oh, yeah, there's hundreds of them there. They send a lorry round to pick us up when there's a dance on. Oh, they're all about 7 feet tall, dark, wavy hair, and they smell lovely. And they're always clean and pressed, and it's the only thing that keeps me going.
Who's that? Over there. He's looking at us.
It'll be one of the men from the prisoner of war camp.
What's he doing out here?
What do you think? Same as us. Kiri!
And don't do that. What if he's escaped?
Oh, yeah, he looks like he's escaped, doesn't he? He's making a run for it, taking his hoe with him and stopping to do a spot of weeding on the way.
Thought they'd be locked up.
Mostly they are.
So what's he doing out here?
Working, same as us.
Working out here?
Well, they're hardly going to have them making bombs in Kirby, are they?
I've never seen a prisoner of war before.
You'll get used to him. Generally, they all hate each other. The Polish are at the Germans for conscripting them into the army in the first place. The Germans just ignore everybody, and the Italians just want to get back home to Mama.
He's waving again.
Yeah, he's one of the Italians. I've seen him before. They'll let him out on Saturdays if there's a dance on to make up the numbers in the band. The girls say he was a singer in Italy before the war.
Really?
So they say.
Don't look very Italian.
Well, he is. You'll see plenty more of them come harvest time. Come on, let's get a move on. We've got the rest of the field to set before the end of the day, and nobody's going to do it for us.
Can't believe they just let them out like that.
Dig for victory, remember? The longer this all goes on, the harder we all have to work. And we're certainly not in it for the money, are we?
It's not bad, 28 shilling a week.
Before they take out the money for bed and board at the hostel. I don't know what Dunsha Doris is doing with it, though. Food's lousy.
It's just rationing, isn't it?
There's what? 19, 20 girls at our hostel, all chipping in half their wages, and it's the same old sloppy grub day in, day out.
But nobody's got anything. You can queue for hours and there's nout left by the time you get to the front.
Here we are, feeding a nation, and they can't even feed us while we're doing it. I tell you, this is where them Germans are going wrong. It's no good bombing us, it makes everybody livid. If they drop us off a side of bacon, they could march right in while we're all having our dinner.
You're awful.
I'm hungry. I used to think about fellas all the time. And now all I think about is pie and chips. I went to the pictures last week and the title comes up, starring Walter Pidgeon. So all I could think about for the rest of the film was how to cook him and whether to have him with peas or carrots.
You'll have to give over talking about food. Now you're making me feel hungry. It's not too bad this, is it?
You're doing better than I did when I started. My first day I got called up to the big house at the end of the what's it called?
Dale?
At the end of the Dale. Supposedly Lord and Lady Mucklethwaite or somebody had asparagus or something needed picking. So there's this big long driveway and this enormous house, 17 bedrooms or some such like, with a butler all togged up in his penguin suit, the whole kit and caboodle. Anyway, turns out that when I got there, they just wanted me to sweep leaves off his tennis court or clean his moat or something.
No.
Can you imagine it? Of all the flaming cheek.
What did you do?
Well, I snapped my fingers for the penguin and got him to bring the telephone out, called the WARAG office and told them to pick us up right away. Just sat there in the scullery drinking tea until the truck came back for us.
Did you?
And you know, these people are supposed to be the ones in charge. They don't seem to have half a brain to rub between them.
I wouldn't have dared.
You have to fight your corner, Bid. You've a job to do and do it well, but don't take any stick from anybody. Oh, me back. Oh, me poor back. The blinking Germans. My blinking back is blinking breaking because of this blinking war.
Oh, me too. Blinking.
And you know what? In 20 years' time, we'll all be pals again.
I don't think so.
Of course we will. That's what always happens. I mean, look at you and me.
What do you mean? I'm not a German.
No, but you're Yorkshire, and I'm Lancashire, aren't I?
So what?
Well, Yorkshire and Lancashire were at war for years. The War of the Roses.
Oh, I think I've heard of that.
Yeah, you must have. It was Henry VIII, wasn't it?
Henry VIII?
Yeah, he was married to that Catherine of Harrogate, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, she was from Yorkshire, obviously.
No.
Yeah, she was from Leeds. Leeds Castle's where she lived.
Now, I've heard of that.
Well, he had this thing going on the side, didn't he, with Anne Boleyn, you know?
Anne Boleyn? Was she a German then?
No, she was from Birkenhead, but she was living in Formby at the time, and her favourite flowers were red roses. So, the other one, old Kathy, her favourites were white ones. So, he had to make sure he sent the right flowers to right Judy, see?
Oh, heck.
Well, you can guess what happened. One day he was distracted or drunk or out hunting wild pigs or something, and he ended up sending the wrong flowers to the wrong girl.
Give over.
Well, serves him right if you ask me. Anyway, the two women found out, probably went to the same hairdresser or something.
Oh, get away.
And next thing, there's Russians. Annie's brothers scooted across to Leeds on their charges and had a big tat with Catherine's lot. And that was the start of what became known as the War of the Roses.
What's a tat?
A big scrap, a battle like. They had a big set to in a bar on the moors outside of Ilkley. It was dead famous. They called it the Ilkley Moor Bar Tat.